I put to you that the Our Father is not a prayer, but it's a description of how to pray. It's the instruction of what practical elements to cover when you pray. But maybe we could look at that. You're already in Matthew, right? So if you just a couple of pages over to Matthew chapter 6 is the Lord's Prayer. So Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 says, Jesus said, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know that prayer, right? And so how often have you said that prayer, but have you ever spent an hour praying those things? What did Jesus pray from evening till 3 a.m., the third watch of the night? Did he just pray a little? And the rest of the time he was, you know, playing with beetles on the ground or something? I think the Bible kind of implies he went away to pray, and the next thing, he was walking across the water. Jesus also admonishes us not to just heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. For they think that they will be heard by their many words. Don't be like them, he says. So here's the minister saying, I don't think that Jesus said, only pray the Lord's Prayer. Those are the words. When you pray those words, you're praying. But Jesus also said, maybe quit your yapping like the other people when they pretend to be praying. Don't be like that. That's strong language, isn't it? In your praying, pray. So what is it about praying that takes from evening to 3 a.m.? How many things were going on in Jesus' life that even Jesus, the Lord, waded through them to get to the place where, Father, hallowed be your name. What is the wrestling of Jacob with the man the night before he's going to face Esau? I won't let you go until you bless me. Let me go. No. Popped out his hip. What is the picture of prayer that the Bible is saying? This is prayer. And are you wrestling for it? Do you know the comfort of the place of prayer and having been with God and known his presence? Do you pray? Is it more than the Our Father? He tells us that Our Father knows what you need before you even ask him. That's chapter 6 also, verse 7 and 8. So in the wider context of the Sermon of the Mount, right? Because that's where Jesus gives the Lord's Prayer, is in the context of the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the, right? You've heard it said, do not kill, but I'm telling you. You've heard it said, do not commit adultery, but I'm telling you. It's not just the doing, it's the thinking. And then when in the context of that, he says, pray like this. Do you see? So he's telling people, he's telling his followers to get beyond surface rule keeping. Get beyond just the words. Get beyond the doing dutifully. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is teaching about the heart and the attitude. When you come here, why are you here? And when you pray, why are you praying?